What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, October 26, 2022. Happy hump day, happy middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhine or Friday and whatever insanity is on the horizon. And there does seem to be a lot of it. Anyway, it's been another busy news day. There's a lot of stuff to get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, and observations. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. And I'm going to start with kind of, I guess you could call this a consumer report. And I'm probably going to hit this a couple more times next week as well, you know, because we've got this horrible situation where somebody has been smuggling fentanyl into the country disguised as candy. They're actually in these counterfeit Skittles bags and M&M's bags and stuff like that. And, you know, it's to hide the drugs. But, you know, somebody could inadvertently grab one of those and throw it into a trick-or-treat bag. So parents, please, please, you know, tell their kids they cannot eat anything from the bag until they bring it home and you get to look at it. And this kind of behavior is very disgusting, in my opinion. I remember when I was a kid, the big problem we had to look out for were people who were handing out apples, and what they would do is take a razor blade and they would just slide it in there. And if you didn't spot that little slit on the apple skin, you'd just, you know, bite into the apple and you'd cause some damage and pain. And when I hear about behavior like that, I despair for humanity, that there are people willing to do that kind of stuff out there, and you know, to little kids. And that's really, it's tacky. It's double plus and good. All righty, getting into the politics here, the former White House ethics chief, okay, this is Eric Schwerin, and basically said White House lawyers conferred with Hunter Biden about his father's finances was inappropriate unless they were doing business together, which, of course, Joe Biden continues to deny. And there's another issue that's come on out about the 2008 tax return from Joe Biden, where the IRS wanted to audit him, and Biden used White House lawyers to try and fend off the IRS. Now, you're not supposed to use government assets for personal use, and that's a violation right there. Biden just has a habit of not following the rules here. All right. Now, Donald Trump has been subpoenaed to testify to the witch hunt, the January 6th witch hunt. And he basically said he would be willing to do that if his Trump testimony was televised live in order to forestall the possibility that there would be some very creative editing of his testimony to put on the corporate mainstream news. And Liz Cheney, who is going to be out of a job next January, is out there saying absolutely not. Trump will testify behind closed doors. It will not be televised, and the January 6th committee will decide what and in what order Trump's comments will be made public here. And they're really getting desperate out there. And, you know, Liz Cheney, she knows her career is over. She's on the way out the door. And so she's taking the point on the Get Trump bandwagon. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, Youngkin is out there, and he's got a very good observation. He says the biggest issue going into the midterm elections is not the economy, not the border, not abortion. He says it's the overall chaos that has gripped our country. And I think that's a very cogent observation because, you know, if you're asked to decide, you know, what's the one issue you're going to vote on, most people are saying the economy here. But the reality is Americans are very unhappy about the general state of affairs in this country between the inflation, illegal immigration, ultra-liberalism, LGBTQ in the schools, and just so forth and so on. And so, yeah, it's a vote against chaos here. Now, Newt Gingrich came on out with a prediction. He is saying that the GOP could gain up to 7 seats in the Senate, which would put it under GOP control, and pick up 50 seats in the House, which means Congress or the GOP would sweep the entire Congress. And it sounds really good, but the one thing Newt Gingrich is not yet taking into account, as far as I know, is the massive election fraud that is already beginning to manifest itself. Now, let's get on to John Fetterman, because things are not going well for him. The other day, John Fetterman's doctor provided a letter saying he's a clean bill of health. He's perfectly capable of doing the job. And a lot of people, including Dr. Nicole Safier, are saying, you know, there's no documentation. It's just this one doctor signed a letter saying he's okay and vote for him. But that does not constitute demonstrable proof or any kind of a measure of Fetterman's actual mental capability. Now, Fetterman had a debate with Dr. Oz, and it was a disaster. You know, makes the Titanic and the Hindenburg look like minor annoyances here. John Fetterman was very confused. He went off topic all the time. It was so bad that even CNN said, this is just painful to watch. And it's very obvious that his stroke has left him with serious mental issues. And again, on a personal level, I feel very sympathetic toward people who are dealing with this. In fact, Claire's getting involved in an organization that helps people cope with family members who are in this dementia state and deteriorating rapidly. And so Fetterman has my sympathy on that. But okay, I'm a strict meritocracy, and when we're talking about, you know, members of Congress or the White House, definitely we want the very best up there. And there's already a counter argument the liberals are putting out there saying, oh, you're just being ageist. You just don't like old people. Well, you know, I like people who are older than myself, because it tells me that I'm not as old as I think I am sometimes here. But in all seriousness, they're trying to paint this idea that any questioning of Fetterman's or Biden's mental ability is just discrimination on the basis of age. And no, Fetterman's performance in this debate, not to mention Biden over the last 2 years, yeah, we need to have the very best people that we can have in these leadership positions. Okay, we can't apply affirmative action, you know, to the top positions in government here. Now, even a liberal reporter came on out saying this is a disaster for Fetterman. I expected him to be very bad tonight, but it was much, much worse than I expected. Now, Fetterman tried to claim that his poor performance in the debate was due to closed captioning errors that led him into this garbled language. And the moderator is saying, no, there were no closed captioning errors. A snap poll done right after the debate shows that 82% of viewers thought that Fetterman lost that debate. And here's a real problem, though. Half of the Pennsylvania vote-by-mail ballots have already been cast before Fetterman's disastrous debate. And that's another reason to pull back on vote-by-mail ballots and to narrow that window back down to its constitutional limits. You will vote on this day because a lot of those people who voted by mail are probably having second thoughts already because they didn't have all the information they needed on Fetterman. Because they went ahead, filled out the ballot, sent it in, and oh my goodness, Fetterman, total meltdown out there. And that's another reason to get this vote by mail and extended voting periods under check, because people are going to be tempted to vote before they really understand the issues and capabilities of the candidates here. Now, the other day we reported that a canvasser for Senator Rubio had been attacked by a couple of people. And just for being Republican, he was wearing a MAGA hat and a vest, and he was passing out pamphlets, everything. And so police have arrested Javier Jesus Lopez, 22 years old, and he was taken into custody for beating up this canvasser who was handing out the flyers. And Lopez allegedly confronted the canvasser and told him he couldn't pass by him. So the canvasser just walked across the street, but Lopez went after him, and the canvasser said, "I'm on public property, you know, I can be here," at which point Lopez slammed the man against the ground and struck him multiple times, causing severe swelling and leaving his right eye completely swollen shut. So here we have liberalism on full display. And earlier today, police arrested a second suspect for the attack on the canvasser for Senator Marco Rubio. And according to Fox News Digital, Jonathan Alexander Casanova, here's the name for you, was with Lopez and helped Lopez in attacking the canvasser. The document also noted that the canvasser told police that Casanova told him he could not pass through that neighborhood because he was a Republican. So for those who are thinking there is a possible civil war between liberals and conservatives, yeah, we know who threw the first punch. We know who drew the first blood here. All right, let's talk about Daryl Brooks. Now, Daryl Brooks was that man who basically drove through the Waukesha Christmas parade last year, just running over people like crazy. And he decided to act as his own defense attorney. And that's a really kind of a dumb thing to do, you know, because if you're on your own attorney, you get the defense that you really deserve. And Brooks claimed in one of his presentations to the court that he was completely innocent because his car malfunctioned, and he pointed to a recall on that make and model car that indicated there might be problems with the accelerator. The judge basically denied that motion, saying you still had the brakes, you had the foot brake, you had the emergency brake, and you know, and you could turn up onto the sidewalk and away from the people. That was Judge Jennifer Doro. And then he switched his tune and he said, well, you know, I was acting on God's will. God wanted that Waukesha massacre to happen, and the judge and jury didn't buy that one either. And Brooks was found guilty of all 72 charges, which carries a mandatory life sentence. So we're not going to be seeing him anytime soon here. All right, getting into the issue of vote fraud, I mean, we're still a little less than 2 weeks away from those elections, and the fraud is evident. It's already out there. They don't care if you see what they're doing, because they're going to sit there and say, no, no, we didn't cheat. It was Russia, and it's China, and you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory, and you're just being a sore loser because, you know, your guys did not get in. Up in Pennsylvania, Fetterman country, Democrat officials sent out 240,000 ballots to people they could not verify either by Social Security or driver's license numbers. The ballot should never have gotten out of the building. Okay, these were all unverified voters. You know, it's amazing. Oh, and there was an update. It's now at 255,000 unverified voters. Well, what they're doing is they're putting ballots out there to fill out for the Democrats and then, you know, stuff them in the ballot boxes, and everybody goes home happy, except for Republicans here. All right. Out in Nevada, in Nye County specifically, the ACLU has sued Nye County, Nevada, for counting ballots by hand and refusing to use the voting machines, which we know are insecure. So that's a dead giveaway right there. What's wrong with hand counting? It got us through the first 200 years of this country. And, you know, those machines, they're little black boxes. You know, you put your vote in, and it comes back and says, well, Joe Biden is now your president because you voted for him. So, no, I voted for Trump. No, 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 you voted for Biden. We have it in the computer memory here. Over in Virginia, the former registrar of one of Virginia's most important electoral counties has been indicted for corruption and false statements related to the 2020 election. Okay, this is Michelle White is charged with two felony counts alleging corrupt conduct as an election official and making a false statement, and one misdemeanor charge of willful neglect of duty by an elected official. So, you know, people really are trying to pry off this the lid of this can of worms. And, of course, the Democrats, the entrenched power, they want you to go on believing the elections are honest and fair, because then they can do whatever they want to you and say, look, you voted for all this. War with Russia, yeah, you voted for this when you voted for Biden. You know, crashed economy, well, this is what you wanted. You voted Biden into the White House and so forth and so on here. Now, up in New York, a judge has made a crucial ruling on the issue of absentee voting. Okay, and absentee voting used to be strictly limited to people with a legitimate excuse for not voting on election day, for being housebound or stuck in a hospital or something like that. But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, everybody loosened up on the rules of absentee voting. Oh, I don't want to go to the voting location. It's covered in germs and I'm germaphobe and so forth and so on. So, you know, the idea is that if you mail in your ballot absentee voting, you're not going to catch the infection from polling places full of other highly contagious people here. But a judge in New York has put her gavel down on the practice of unlimited absentee voting by mail because the pandemic is pretty much over. Okay, and a lot of the election fraud takes place with those mail-in or drop-in ballots. That's what was shown on 2,000 Mules. And you really do need, if you have not seen it, you need to see it. You can stream it. I think it's about $20 or something like that. Or you can buy the DVD, which I did. It goes in my DVD political library here. And I've shown it to a lot of people around here, and they weren't really all that surprised. They were, if anything, surprised that it got caught. But again, when you've got somebody like the Democratic Party who doesn't care if you know what they did, then they're just going to go on and just do it right in front of your eyes here. Or maybe they'll tape some cardboard on the windows of the counting center, which should have been a red warning anyway. Now, there was a little bit of an issue down in Georgia where a lot of the Democrats were out there saying that newly passed election laws down there to guarantee election integrity amounted to Jim Crow laws designed to suppress voter turnout. And that kind of got shot down, so to speak, because there's been a record turnout of early voters in Georgia. And Karine Jean-Pierre definitely earned her salary today by defending Biden, saying that you can have a high turnout and voter suppression happening at the same time. Actually, it doesn't make any sense, which is why she gets the big bucks for convincing the media that's what's going on. Okay, now, it is getting intense here. And in advance of the midterm elections, the Republican National Committee has launched 73 lawsuits regarding election issues in 20 different states. Okay, and so they're going to court. It's going to be lawfare. And one of the problems the Republicans are dealing with is in many cases they have waited too long to file these lawsuits because the judges are saying the election is only 2 weeks away. We can't reprint everything. We can't change everything that quickly. But the GOP is hoping to put some of those laws into effect for the 2024 elections here. All righty. In other areas here, Elon Musk is saying that the deal to acquire Twitter may be closed on Friday. He's so confident that he's now putting out his job description as the head twit. Got to admire his sense of humor there. And there's a general trend that's out there, and this is from messaging custom new letters at the New York Times, talking about how top social media companies are struggling. You know, they have been key players in the information sharing of the American and global population, and they were very powerful and had a lot of money. But it's been a rough year, and the social media companies have been hit especially hard. The stock price of Meta, which used to be known as Facebook, has plummeted more than 60%. The makers of Snapchat, their stock has fallen more than 80%. Layoffs and hiring freezes are common, and a lot of companies have begun cutting their famously cushy employee perks. Remember in the movie The Internship? They were up there at Google, and Google said, oh, we'll take care of your dirty laundry and dry cleaning. Well, that's now gone. Okay, you want your laundry done, you do it yourself. So social media is still out there, but a lot of people are turning away from the main players like Facebook and Google and Twitter because they don't like to be lied to. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about, we're talking about COVID right now. And Joe Biden yesterday got his updated COVID booster shot. We think it's a booster shot. Could just be saline. It's his fifth shot. And he took it on that fake White House set in the South Court Auditorium. Remember, they've got this fake room for Biden to speak from, and it's, you know, professionally lit and everything. And so Biden was asked if he thinks it's a mistake for New York to drop its vaccine mandate, and he basically said, well, that's really a local judgment, and because he knows that the vaccines are, you know, working against Democrats in the coming elections here. But then he turned around and said that not enough Americans have been vaccinated. And he said that on camera. Now, up in Canada, Trudeau is threatening, quote, other health measures, end quote, if more Canadians don't get the COVID or flu shots. And what's really kind of interesting is Trudeau seems to be having the idea that having a flu shot or the COVID booster makes you vaccinated. And so it may just be another case of, you know, politicians not really understanding how the world works. Or it could be there's something in those flu shots that they want to get into us. And we're not going to get the COVID shot. All right, well, here's your flu shot. Anyway, another research paper. This has come on out from News Target. And apparently it is starting to evolve that the COVID jams, specifically the mRNA ones, are destroying sperm motility. You know, how fast those little things can swim around here. They are triggering spontaneous abortions. They are damaging women's ovaries. And, of course, this is going to be fodder for everybody who thinks that this COVID hoax and masks and everything was part of a depopulation program. And yeah, if you can't reproduce, if you've had the COVID vaccine and you can't reproduce, or if you've been suckered into transgenderism and had your reproductive organs removed surgically, yeah, that's going to have an impact on the population given a large enough scale here. Okay, getting on back to New York. A New York State judge, Justice Ralph Porzio, has ordered the city of New York City to reinstate 1,750 fired workers, including police and teachers, who refused to get the COVID vaccine. And he has also ordered they get all their back pay back to the time when they were let go. So that's going to be good news for them. My question listening to this is, now what are we going to do about all those military people who were discharged, some of them dishonorably, for refusing to get that COVID jab? I think they're owed a little bit of justice as well. And on that same topic over at Zero Hedge, they've got an article about how military whistleblowers are starting to tell about the devastating consequences of the Pentagon's vaccine mandate. And again, they're getting back to the heart of the issue. None of these shots is FDA approved. They're all being run on emergency use authorizations, which, given that we know that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine can actually cure COVID, these emergency use authorizations were obtained under false pretenses. So there's something going on over there. Article over at shtfplan.com. The corporate media is finally coming around and starting to admit something that you and I have known since the beginning of all this nonsense. And they're saying you can still get COVID-19 if you've been vaccinated. Well, then why take the shot anyway? You've got, you know, the corporate media is saying, well, no, you can still get COVID-19. You've got that Pfizer executive over at the European Parliament was saying we didn't even test it to see if it slowed down transmission. I mean, this is a totally useless and yet dangerous product there. So anyway. Very sad story here. There's been a lot of material about younger people just dropping dead. And it's always listed, unknown causes. We have no idea what happened. Well, I think they probably do. But there was an article that came out of the Gateway Pundit. And it's basically about this woman, Renee Greer, who had an 18-year-old daughter, Kayla Rose Lumpkins. The 18-year-old got the shot. And the athletic, healthy 18-year-old daughter died just hours later. On September 8th, she went to sleep and never woke up. And the mother went to wake her up the next morning and discovered that she had passed away. What a horrible thing for a mother to have to discover you know, is their child has just died mysteriously here. There is another report. This is from LifeSite News, and it's talking about some new research that is better able to determine if a pathogen is artificially manufactured. Now, here's what's really interesting. A while back, the National Institutes of Health funded experiments. Oh, my goodness, how time flies. All right, I want to come back to this after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. And before I get back to the news here, the control room has asked me to ask you to help Republic Broadcasting Network. They just got hit with an unexpected bill for the air conditioning unit. It ran $4,500. And so we need some people to kind of send some money into RBN. And you can look at the republicbroadcasting.org website for donation information. And, you know, especially down in Texas, you need that air conditioning. You really, really do. The number to call to help us pay for that air conditioning unit is 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Okay, write that down and memorize it. It's going to be on next semester's quiz. All righty, getting on back to COVID, we were talking about this new analysis to determine if a virus is artificially made, and it turns out the National Institutes of Health funded experiments by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill to develop a technique for hiding evidence of human tampering in laboratory-created superviruses. Well, my goodness, if you're going to fund that kind of research on how to hide tampering in these viruses, then obviously there's some tampering going on with those viruses that they don't want anybody to find out. As it turns out, there is, let's see, there's $220 million in funding that went into this research here. Now there's a new study, endonuclease fingerprints indicates a synthetic origin of COVID-19, was published on the preprint server BioRxiv, and shows that apparently unbeknownst, the seamless litigation concealment trick leaves its own telltale signature. So you are busted. COVID-19 was artificially made. They deliberately tried to hide that. Did not work out. Science marches on. All right, let's talk about the international news, and I wish things were a little bit better there. Russia is doubling down on their claim that Ukraine is going to set off some kind of a false flag, dirty bomb, or even a small nuke somewhere in Ukraine, maybe inside a European country, and say, oh, look what Russia did. Russia did. We're off and running that situation. Ukraine is claiming that Russia is preparing a terrorist act with radioactive materials from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And let's be honest, Russia doesn't need to use that materials. They've got their own nuclear technology here. It's kind of like when they were selling us the Iraq war and they tried to claim that Saddam Hussein was importing, yellow cake uranium from other countries to refine into uranium. And it really didn't make a lot of sense because Iraq has a lot of natural uranium ore within its own borders here. So the Russian media is now trying to educate the Russian people on what they should do if there's a Chernobyl number two. And I'm sure a lot of them still remember Chernobyl number one. And they insist Kiev will detonate a dirty nuclear bomb in a big city. Now, Russia has notified the NATO leadership and Washington, D.C. that they're kicking off their annual nuclear exercise. This is something they do every single year, and Russia has formally notified Washington so that Washington doesn't think, oh, my goodness, this is the beginning of an invasion, and so forth and so on. And the exercises do include launches of nuclear-capable missiles. And so far, the latest report is the tests are all working. The missiles are hitting their intended targets here. Okay. Apparently Gabe just called on in and made a gift to help with the air conditioning. So thank you, Gabe. And being in special effects, I hereby add 5 years to your lifespan. Unfortunately, it's on the far end, but we have limits here. Now, Iran has announced that they will sell Russia hundreds of ballistic missiles and drones. And they're going to get these weapons here. And a lot of it is made from stolen U.S. technology. After that disastrous pullout from Afghanistan, there was a lot of U.S. material, weapons left behind. Some of them are on the black market for weapons. Others have been reverse engineered. And we know that Iran makes very good drones. Because they hacked a U.S. drone and caused it to land in Iran, thinking it was landing back at its base of operations. And so they grabbed that and they reverse engineered that. And here's another result from the disaster that Biden uncorked in Afghanistan, because Afghan commandos trained by Allied forces are now being recruited by Russia to fight in Ukraine. Now, when Afghanistan fell to the Taliban, the U.S. just basically walked away and said, thank you very much, you're on your own. Now it's backfiring. A lot of those battle-hardened Afghan commandos are now joining Russia in the war against Ukraine. Meanwhile, NATO is starting to have patrols of AWACS inside the Poland border track, which, it basically they're spying on Ukraine's battlefield. And those AWACS are very capable. I've actually been on one once myself. There's another story. This is from the American Conservative. And it talks about playing at war in Ukraine. And they're specifically calling out Petraeus for his recent flood of commentary all over the news about how, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And the article is out there saying that, you know, there's a lot of bluff and bluster going on, but it's almost like the U.S. government thinks it's never going to reach the reality of a war against Russia. Now, over in Europe, there's a different point of view. This is from Orianda News. And they titled this article, "The EU is Dancing on the Edge of a Volcano with Ukraine," because it wouldn't take much for this thing to spin out of control completely. Now, we had this situation where on Monday, 30 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus sent a letter to Joe Biden saying, let's negotiate with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. And the letter mentioned the catastrophic possibilities of nuclear escalation and miscalculation. Very reasonable to do. Okay, but there was so much backlash and hostility, these 30 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus have reversed course, and now they're out there saying, yes, war is good. And I got to tell you, if I were to reverse my Hyundai that hard, the transmission would fall out all over the ground, and it's obvious somebody tugged at their leashes there. All right, now, Pepe Escobar, who is a very good writer, and I've come to respect him over the years, he is sounding the warning that the war of terror may be about to hit Europe, and a lot of it may have to do with the use of false flag attacks to try and motivate the Europeans to support a war against Russia, just like 9/11 was designed to motivate the American people to support a war against Iraq and Afghanistan and so forth and so on, same way that Franklin Roosevelt used the deception at Pearl Harbor to anger Americans into joining the war against Germany and Japan and Italy. Not so much Italy, they changed sides halfway through. Now, Moscow is calling on the UN Security Council to establish a commission to investigate alleged violations of the convention prohibiting the production and use of biological weapons by Ukraine and the United States. They want the UN to go into Ukraine and start visiting those labs and seeing what the heck was going on in there. I'm sure the destruction of documents and the cooking of samples is already well underway. But it's a legitimate concern. And as we hear more and more about things with COVID, like, you know, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to figure out ways to alter a virus in such a way that you don't know it's been altered, which obviously failed because that process leaves a signature. And it does seem to me that World War III is going to be less of a nuclear war and more of a biological war, and that is going to be an horrific outcome. All righty. Now, let's see. All right. Now, as Russia continues to attack Ukraine with drones, Germany is approaching Israel to provide drones to protect Germany's critical facilities. So they're going to go head-to-head with the drones. The German pilots are training at Telnof Air Base in Israel with Israel's Air Force Red Baron Squadron, named after the World War I ace Manfred von Richthofen, and it's the only IAF squadron that permanently works with a non-Israeli one. So they're going to be training German teams until 2027. Personally, I think this war is going to be over long before then. Now, this is kind of an interesting story, and it's a YouTube video that we link to from whatreallyhappened.com. The United States is now openly involving itself in what was, from the beginning, U.S.-engineered unrest in Iran. And by the way, the latest attempt to overthrow the revolutionary government in Iran appears to have fizzled. The government cracked down on these protesters, and they remember 2009, where it came out that it was foreign actors like the United States that were trying to stir up trouble to bring down the revolutionary government and install another puppet regime here. So now the U.S. government is using these tech giants, Google, Twitter, and Facebook, which we already know they're using it to try and control public perception. But now they're approaching Elon Musk's SpaceX to advance U.S. foreign policy in violation of international law and the U.N. Charter. Obviously, SpaceX is definitely suited for the high ground of outer space. All right. Now, over back in Germany, they are swearing that they stand by Taiwanese independence at the same time the chancellor is permitting the sale of major infrastructure to mainland China. So there's a little bit of mixed messaging going on there. Meanwhile, in North Korea, it looks like they're preparing for yet another nuclear test. It will be the seventh one that they've carried on out. Both South Korea, Japan, and the United States have said there will be a response if there is a new nuclear test. But I think, the window of opportunity has passed. Nobody wanted to negotiate with North Korea. And for all intents and purposes, North Korea is now a nuclear a powered nation. They've got the bombs. They've been testing the bombs. They've got the missiles to deliver them with. And it's time to basically rethink how we're going to interact with North Korea. Okay, now the other day there was an undersea internet cable cut near France. And a lot of people are saying, boy, this seems remarkably like the attack on the submerged Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Well, unfortunately, according to High North News, there has been more damage to the undersea communications cables near the Faroe and Shetland Islands, which basically shut the islands off from internet access. Subsea fiber optics cables in the south of France were also cut in what authorities call clear acts of sabotage. And, of course, all of this damage to the net is impacting traffic around the globe. Now, the internet was originally designed to do that, reroute traffic around damaged components. And that's what made it impossible for the government to censor. And that's how the internet was designed, to be censorship-free. So they set up all these social media companies to be the new gateways, and everybody says, oh, I'm going to go to Twitter, I'm going to go to Google, not realizing that using those platforms, you lose the best advantage of the internet itself, because the internet is the ultimate tool for democracy. Okay, apparently some people have responded to the RBN call for to help pay for the new air conditioning, and that's Rattlebone and Nurse Hazel have now sent in contributions, and thank you all for your support, really. We can't make it without you, so thank you very much here. All right. Getting into the economic news here. Down in Australia, down under, there's a bank, the Commonwealth Bank, and they are now linking customer transactions to your carbon footprint. And this is the first step on the path to where the government ultimately decides whether or not or where you can spend your own money. Now, I grew up in a nation where, you know, when you go out and work and you get a paycheck and the government gets a piece of it, and then whatever's left over, you get to go on out and buy jelly donuts or whatever it is that you want here. And now it's different, because if your carbon footprint goes above a certain level, they're going to say you can't have any more of your money because you're doing things with it that we don't approve. I mean, this is a major step toward totalitarian dictatorship, where you're completely dependent on the government even to get your own money that you already worked for. That's how crazy it's getting. Alrighty, article coming on out of Zero Hedge. Thanksgiving dinner will cost a lot more this year. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, the typical Thanksgiving dinner includes the staples of a 16-pound turkey, a gallon of milk, potatoes, ham, and dinner rolls. They didn't mention the cranberry. I don't know why here. U.S. Department of Agriculture data shows that an 8 to 12-pound turkey cost $1.99 per pound last week, up from $1.15 a year ago. This is a 75% increase. Boneless ham has increased 13.6% in September. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot more expensive here. Overall, food prices have soared in the last year, with the BLS Food Index climbing at a pace of 11.2%. Well, I have a solution for that, okay? Let's just cancel Thanksgiving. And I know the cancel culture will say, oh, yeah, this is, we don't need to talk about Puritans and Indians or anything. But my point of view is, what do we have to be thankful for? Are we thankful for runaway inflation? I don't think so. I'm not. Are we thankful for war? I'm not. How about open borders and runaway illegal immigration? I'm not thankful for that. LGBTQ being taught in the public schools? I'm not thankful for that either. So, yeah, it kind of almost makes like, you know, why are we even bothering with the state of the country the way it is? You know, we just really don't have much to be thankful for. A lot of people, they've lost their homes, their jobs during this whole pandemic nonsense. And overall, the quality of life for the American people is being hammered into the ground. And why should we be thankful for that? Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. And there's something going on with silver right now. And to set the stage for this, we need to look back at April 2020 when there was a gold crisis where gold prices on the COMEX diverged nearly $100 higher than the gold prices in London. And the LBMA and COMEX rushed out multiple combined statements trying to reassure the market about healthy gold stocks in New York and London, while at the same time scrambling to get gold bars from London over to New York. Well, now we're looking at a situation where the COMEX deliverable silver is far less than is publicly thought. Right now, 50% of the supposed eligible silver is not available. So something going on there. And ultimately, when this dribbles down to the bottom, it's going to drive silver prices through the roof here. Okay, story out of station gossip. Home values across the country are dropping rapidly, especially on the West Coast. And what's really interesting is that renters seem to have hit the breaking point. And they're out there saying, well, I'm going to move back with my parents, or I'm going to move here, or I'm going to move there. And landlords are actually being forced to lower rents. And I think that's a really, really good thing, you know. And it's an ugly situation out there. Like I said, why should we be thankful? All righty. Now, in Oakland, there's this bakery, and it started in 1929 under Nell Dams. And since then, it's been renamed A Taste of Denmark. It's been there for many generations of people, and now they've announced they're going to have to close their doors permanently over the high rent that they're being charged and the crime in the street, plus the loss of catering business because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So there's another victim of that. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, millions of Brits are struggling with their bills. The same thing is going on here in the United States of America. And again, you know, what do we really have to be thankful for? You know, outside, you know, family and friends. But in terms of our quality of life, the economy, the state of the country, really not a lot to be thankful for at all. So anyway, let's see. We are coming. Oh, I got time here for one more news story. And we're going to do, hang on a second. Pardon me, had to shift windows here. I saw this one before. There is apparently an elementary school that is now introducing drag queen story time for first graders. I mean, that's way, way, way over the top. You know, these kids aren't old enough and mature enough. Their bodies haven't started going through puberty. They really don't know about any of this stuff in the abstract. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.